There's three key points relating to the semantic network. Point one, information in long-term memory is organized in a hierarchical structure, which leads to the second point of overlapping networks of concepts known as nodes. The third point, well, these nodes of information are interconnected by meaningful links. So how do we retrieve information from long-term memory according to the semantic network theory? Well, we search long-term memory for one node, that is a piece of information, and this leads to the retrieval of information through the links. In other words, specific retrieval cues activate relevant stored memories, which in turn activate other related memories to which they're linked. Now, the shorter the link between the nodes in the semantic network, the stronger the association between them. And consequently, the shorter the time it takes to retrieve, that is, activate, the related concepts. So the more closely your retrieval cue is linked to the memory you're trying to retrieve, the faster you'll retrieve it. So for example, vehicles, they're a form of transport. Stemming down from that, we have a node for cars, which have wheels, they use petrol, they carry passengers. Then we can stem down from that, from cars, and we can have brands of cars like Ford, Holden, etc. So certain characteristics of each concept are stored, enabling efficient storage, which enables the effective retrieval of the information. So when we're learning new information, if we can categorize it via hierarchical links, then it's going to make it easier and quicker to retrieve that information when we require it in the future.